Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars football coach Rick Windbigler. And coach, tough loss for you and the Cougars last week hosted Barnsdall, a very good Barnsdall ball club, 35-7 was the final. Coach, just your thoughts of that game last week.
Yeah, we felt like we competed well. I feel like the final score is not reflective of what we are as a football team, and I told my kids that. We had them 7-7 at halftime. We moved the ball offensively. We got a bunch of stops on defense. And in the second half, we had some defensive breakdowns. They didn't change who they were in the second half. They were consistent as they had been all year. And we made mistakes in defending them that we didn't make in the first half. And our kids know that you know, they made a game that was close and was going to be very competitive. They let it get out of hand with some mental errors on defense and some missed tackles. But, you know, otherwise, you know, not many coaches are going to be happy, per se, with a 35-7 score. But we had them 7-7 at half. Last year they had 34 on us before we could blink. And, you know, I felt like we played hard and we competed. We shot ourselves in the foot in the second half. And that second half team, from the team that has been playing football for us the previous games and in the first half against Barnsdall, you know, we made a lot of mistakes, but we felt, you know, if we could get another shot, that we would not make those mistakes. So we feel positive about what happened with the outcome of the game, especially, like I said, 7-7 at half, playing them tough. I don't think a lot of people expected that we'd come out and compete with Barnsdall the way we did in the first half, and our kids fell onto some bad habits in the second half, and you know, the score was what it was. But, you know, we feel good about how we played, and we fixed the errors this week that we made in that second half, and our kids are a little upset at themselves, and I think we're going to be pretty hungry this week to show people that we're not a team that accepts getting blown out like that, and you know, we're much tougher than what that final score would say about us otherwise.
Well, now you focus, you forget about that loss, and now focus on a Fairland ball club. What do you know about Fairland, and what are your keys to the game?
Well, they've had a tough opening three games. They beat us last year 14-6. They're a little more spread this year than they were last year. Last year was a two-back tight end type offense, very physical. Now they are a little bit more spread. They run a little option. They involve their quarterback in a run game, and they've got a really good quarterback. He's pretty athletic. He's fast, and so we know we're going to have to contain him. And they run a little bit of option out of their spread set that, you know, we're preparing for and we're getting ready to stop. And you know, I just feel like it's going to be a tough game. I don't feel like there's any game on this schedule for us that we're just going to be able to walk in there and think, here we go. You know, our kids understand that, you know, very easily we could be sitting at 1-2 or 0-3, just like, you know, Fairland is. We understand that football is not about your record. It's about what you do on Friday night that counts. And so, you know, we're thinking Fairland's coming in hungry to get their first win of the season. I mean, they're a 7-win team last year with a playoff victory, so they're not coming in 0-3 looking to lay down. And our kids understand that. And we've got to be physical. We've got to fix ourselves, and we've got to take care of business.
I know last week was your first home game of the year. What was the atmosphere like at Oklahoma Union? As now you're playing your second straight home game.
Oh, it was great. It was electric. Our student section does a great job. We had a lot of community support out. Barnsdall had a lot of people. I mean, it was, for what I have seen here the past year or so, it was a greatly attended home game. I know that I had some parent volunteers work the concession stand for the football program, and they had to pull people in at halftime because the rush of people. They hadn't had that many people out at a home football game in a long time, that they had to pull some people in to help run drinks and delegate food and do those kind of things. Even our superintendent had to go into the concession stand at halftime and just handle the drink cooler for all of our parent volunteers. So, I mean, that just says a lot about the community. They're excited about us. You know, we played great in the first half, and they saw that, and they're excited. I mean, just that kind of turnout and how loud it was, and people want to support the Cougars, and I feel like all of our home games, we're going to be very competitive this year. We're going to be a good football team, and we're going to get some more wins, and I think that this community's hungry for that, and they're going to come out and support us, and we're very proud of how our fans have stood by us and are believing in us.
I'll tell you what, it all starts out with your home crowd support. It sounds like good things are happening there, and hopefully that they'll need all the support they can on Friday against Fairland. Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Cougars against Fairland.
Appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.